Thanks for coming. I want to thank our student body and our fans, 60-plus thousand people, and on a beautiful day in Columbus. To sit through a spring game sometimes, I don't want to be watching it. But we appreciate everyone being here. It's a chance to see some young guys that really haven't played, to be quite honest. I'm not sure how much they will play. You know, this is a chance. A lot of guys in this program work very hard, and to be able to let some guys play and catch a pass in Ohio Stadium or whatever. In the big picture of things, it's the right thing to do, and I'm glad we do that. You know, it's a great thrill for a lot of people. Execution of offense was not, you know, what you like. You know, the offensive line, we got a lot of work to do. I kept Taylor Decker out because he had a good spring, and he played almost 1,000 or over 1,000 snaps last year. Same thing with our four starting D linemen. You know, that's not really what spring ball is for, is to just keep beating on people. So I'd be disappointed if we're not one of the better defensive lines in America with those four guys. They've had a good spring. Their coach is really coaching them. Offensive line is the one that we got to really go. I mean, we got to really go from here. I saw Jamarco Jones down there, and you know, Demetrius Knox is coming in. Brady Taylor, those are three bodies that are going to be coming in June. And I looked them right in the eye and said, "You're not redshirting, you're playing." And that's hard for an offensive lineman. So that's an area that we have got to get back to where we maybe not where we were, but close. Defense, I hope the reaction was that they look quicker, they look faster, they trigger on the ball much better than we have in the past. If that's your perception, that's mine as well. And Darren Lee and Chris Riley are two examples of guys that just, you know, they're developed guys that are ready to send Darren Lee back to New Albany on a one-way bus ticket. He just didn't show up like with the right demeanor. He was a quarterback, and then all of a sudden, about midway through the season, you saw this really natural athlete and great kid start to develop, and here he is. It's going to, you know, he'll most likely start for Ohio State. So there's some great storylines. I'd say we're faster, more athletic in a lot of positions. Dontre, I was planning on playing him, but he got stung in a scrimmage. We had a live scrimmage, a really tough scrimmage on Wednesday, and I just pulled him in this one. You know, a guy that's kind of banged up, who's already kind of earned a spot. So that's where we're at. Cardell was disappointing. You know, Cardell's had a good spring. I thought he made some misses today, but I'm not going to let that ruin his spring. He's had a good spring for us. And Nick Vinette has had a good spring as well. I'll answer any questions for you.
Friend or Rusty?
Yeah, we just wanted to give Ezekiel a handful of reps and then get him out. The guy that really, really excites me is number four, Curtis Samuel. We just got to figure out if he's got enough size and strength to take the pounding the running backs take. Rod Smith was here, but he's focusing on academics. Briante Dunn did up pretty good, and then had Warren Ball that did pretty good. So we have some depth there, but I'm anxious. Right now, 15 and 4 are the two that, and we got to see where Rod, because Rod was having a very good spring before we had to sit him down for a little bit. And Briante Dunn, so it's still pretty much, I'm not ready to anoint up a starter yet.
Front row left, Steve.
Yeah, Coach, you talked about wanting to highlight the wide receivers. Corey Smith, Michael Thomas, each got a few catches in this game, some good plays, some bad plays perhaps. Just what did you see anything out of that group and those two guys in particular?
Not enough. You know, that was that's a little credit to Garyon Conley is one of the most improved players on this team, and Armani Reeves. We had two pretty good corners out there playing on the one. I can't remember which team they were on. And Devin Smith and Mike Thomas, you know, and then Corey Smith. We're not where we need to be. You know, Johnny Dixon, obviously you can see when you throw three balls straight to him, we're trying to get something done. And we didn't, I wanted him to experience a play at Ohio Stadium. So I guess we're going to try it again next year. And the next time he gets to do it, it's going to be for real. Because he's done it a few times in the spring. So we're not enough of what we expect. We're not where we need to be. I think we're better than we were 2 years ago. I'm hoping we're a notch better than last year, but I'm not sure we will be. We've got a ways to go.
All right, Tim.
Urban, Raekwon McMillan, the middle linebacker, freshman, he made a couple of huge plays. One was stuff on the go out, and then the other when Corey Smith fumbled out of bounds in the end zone. But what have you seen from him this spring, and did he finish on a high note, in your opinion?
Yeah, he certainly did, and he's officially in the rotation of, he's going to play. You know, he's, I put him in the same category. He's a year younger than Worley and Darren Lee. Both those guys are all, they've earned it. They're playing. Whether he's going to start depends on, you know, him and Curtis are in their battle. Curtis Grant. Curtis had his best spring. And so, but those, he's earned that right. He's not a freshman anymore. He's got to go play.
Front row left, Bill.
Even with all the missing pieces of the offense, would you say you're discouraged at some point with how they play today?
It's not fair to say discouraged. You know, you have Jeff Hierman, Braxton Miller, Jalen Marshall, Dalen Dontre Wilson all stand next to me, and I tell them they can't play Decker and they can't play, you know. And I'll go chew out the coaches. You know, it's probably not the best thing to do, but they all know what it is. You know, we want, I just wanted to see a little cleaner throwing the ball, and we didn't do it, but I'm fine. We had a good spring.
Front row, Todd.
In all seriousness, though, you're missing those pieces like Braxton and Hierman and some of the dynamic playmakers that you talked about. How do you evaluate this team and this game without having those dynamic pieces out there?
It's more of an individual. I'm not trying to evaluate an offense because who cares? There's guys out there who will never play, you know, either never play or they're not ready to play now. That's not what I'm not evaluating. Like, Jerry hands me stats, and I'm not sure what to do with these. I don't care. What I do care is who's physically going to make the plays that, you know, that you can. This is more of like a, it's almost like an individual game today. That's what I wanted to watch. I want to see who's going to compete, who's going to make plays, not who's going to fit into the team concept, because we all know what we saw out there. And that's not team. That's not the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's a bunch of people all over the place. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I was just watching guys. And I have some opinions after today's game.
Second row, middle, Kenny.
Along those lines, Urban, so did any position battles become decidedly clear from what you saw today?
Yeah, Josh Perry's pretty well done. He's the will linebacker at Ohio State. I think Darren Lee and the other four spots are not. Other two spots are occupied by four people. We have two Sams, Darren Lee and Worley, and the Mike linebacker, Curtis Grant and Raekwon. Safety, Tyquan's earned a spot. Tyvus. Tyvus has earned a starting spot. The other one is not. It's Cam Burrows or Von Bell when they get back. Armani's earned a nickel. I don't think we played nickel today, but Armani right now is our nickel. Corner, we're not been decided. Durant Grant's had a great spring. He got a concussion. He got a real slight concussion, I want to say a week ago or a week and a half ago, so we didn't want to push it today. But he's earned one spot. The other spot's wide open. And D-line, you got your four guys. You got Bosa and Spence, and you got Washington and Mike Bennett. So that's our defensive. On offensive line, you got Pat Elflein, and you got our left tackle. You got Taylor Decker. Everyone else is wide open. There's no other spots been taken. At quarterback, you have Braxton Miller backed up by Cardell Jones. At tight end, you got a 1-2 punch that we're really excited about coaching, and that's Nick Vinette and Jeff Hierman. Receiver, you know, receiver, I can't name one that's going to start right now. I can't name you one that's going to start, which is concerning, but it's also somewhat comforting that there. I can name about six that have the ability that can. And those would be Devin Smith, Johnny Dixon, Michael Thomas. I think Jalen Marshall, before he got hurt, he was having a great spring. Dontre Wilson, and obviously Evan Spencer. So those are guys just off the top of my head that, I, you know, we have some depth there.
Final two questions. Austin on the left.
Urban, now that spring is over and you saw Braxton, especially today behind line scrimmage more than even if you were there, what did you get out of the video camera, the talking to you between plays, all of that this spring? And when he comes back, how wide is the drop off between he and Cardale?
When he comes back?
He's healthy. When you put him on the field,
what's the drop off?
What's the drop off between a Braxton Miller to Cardale at this point?
Good question. I think we've had a great spring. You know, Chip Kelly came in and I had him visit. I think there's a misunderstanding. The problem that Braxton had is he never had a grinder in front of him. Does that make sense? If you remember, his history is the normal progression of a freshman quarterback is to come in and play behind a monster, you know, behind the brain of Alex Smith or, you know, one of those kind of great players that does everything right. And he came in and that we had the Terrell Pryor issue and he left. And then all of a sudden Braxton's the guy. And that's not the way to do business. You know, it's no one's fault. I'm just saying that's setting back more than helping because he didn't see how to prepare. And we've been trying to coach him through that. The best example he had was Kenny Guyton, who would really prepare the right way, but he's your backup. So it was kind of a non-functional situation for a while that we worked through, and obviously, I mean, you're talking about the Big Ten Player of the Year 2 years in a row. He really, I believe he gets it now. He really gets it. He's a wonderful kid that wants to be great. And so we're doing stuff like the John Gruden football camps with him. We're You know, I'm going to have a former GM come in and talk to them sometime in June about what they can expect a quarterback to do. So we're working our tails off to get this thing right for him.